100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Now, not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so it's time for a weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with a story. And stories are on the topic of flay. So let's see who we got them from. We got Lizzie, Charlie, Richard, Jeffrey, Serendipity, Tom, John, Tura, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. Let's go ahead and listen to the stories.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Welcome to the Church of the Broken Soul. Here we make no empty promises of salvation and eternal life. We offer no messages of joy and show no mercy or compassion. We do, however, preach the truth, and whilst it may not set you free, we are at least honest about it. And the one truth we hold sacred is that life is pain and suffering, loss and despair. Our rituals and ceremonies celebrate and consecrate this simple truth, permitting our followers to glimpse the reality of true suffering through personal experience. Now, let us bow our heads and flay.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Roam the land and watch them hanging from a branch, flayed alive by animals with a human face. Kneel. Show them you are inferior. Take a risk and play the game. They will smile and disrespect you. They shaved your head and made you walk naked. They will take your submission for granted. With time, they will believe you. They will get distracted. Then you will strike back, smiling, holding a whip in each hand. They too will hang, and they'll struggle to breathe as you did. And they will die, swinging from that branch to never hurt anyone again. And this is my story for this week. Check out my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 643 with the prompt of flay. Well, here's my story. A minute later, Linolia Amanda was back, wearing her new t-shirt. Come on, she dragged Bilbert toward the backyard. Bilbert hefted his broom. I don't think this is a very good idea. Don't be silly. On the command go, you shout fly, and we'll race down to the apple tree and back. Just the thought of that word made Bilbert's underwear rustle. They straddled their brooms, and Mrs. Withybotham called, On your mark, get set, go! Fly! Linolia Amanda shouted and ran for the apple tree. He shouldn't stand there like an idiot. Flay! Bilbert shouted and chased after her. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Turaber is Ainu here with a story on the subject, Flay. But the title is Marsyas and Apollo. There was never a piper like Marsh. When he played, the birds would swoon off their perches. One day, Polly shows up. Marsh, I hear you're a mighty fine piper, he drawls. Think you're as good as me? Marsh plays, and soon it's like every crow for miles is coming to mob Polly. Polly whips out a pair of razor knives, and he's dancing, cutting crows out of the air. Marsh pipes harder, and Polly dances faster, and we're thinking, what happens when Marsh runs out of crows? Well, I saw, but I'd rather keep my skin on than say.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 643 on the topic of flay. My story today is called A Simple Misunderstanding. Finney patted his back pocket to reassure himself he had his favorite set of brass knuckles. This wasn't his usual kind of job, but the guy was practically begging for a beating. He left for the studio with a jaunty step. When the studio lights came up, the audience clapped enthusiastically. The MC introduced Finney and some bimbo in an apron. When the MC reached the end of his spiel, Finney made his move. He whipped out the brass knuckles and thrashed the smirk off his target's face. The audience gasped and booed, but Finney remained defiant. The sign says to beat Bobby Flay, so you ask and stick it. In an ironic twist, Finney's prison block turned out to be huge fans of celebrity cooking shows, so he spent many quality hours hoping for others to beat Bobby again. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everyone. Richard here. Well, what an interesting topic, flay. Here's my story. It's called Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob was renowned for being tight. We joked he'd flay a fly for its hide. He never bought a round of drinks, gave to charity, or said keep the change. And Christmas was like any other day. He neither gave nor expected gifts. Nevertheless, I'd always visit him with a bottle of whiskey, although I never got to drink any. The bottle sat unopened for the duration of my visit. I was his only friend. So when he died, I had high hopes of being his sole beneficiary. Guess what the old bastard left me? The bottle of whiskey. There you go. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
To Flay by John DeCleese. Flensing knives are used to flay, which is to say, cut off the skin. As when you flay off the hide of a deer before you butcher it, you want to carefully remove the skin intact so that it can be tanned and made into leather of various qualities, depending on the animal. Cattle and bison produce heavy, tough leathers. Smaller creatures produce more delicate kinds. Kidskin gloves are soft and considered very elegant by many. Delicate knives are needed for mouse skin gloves for ladies. Flaying alive is a torture popular with a number of human cultures.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Overnight for Peoria. The head of programming had just fired the entire creative department. The only man standing was Rudy, who somehow made it through the last three purges. He always had one project he kept to himself. Cy Reynolds was counting on him. Okay, kid, said SR. What you got? Marketing ran the numbers on a sub-sub group with five-digit income previously untapped. We have designated them The flailers. More, inquired the VP. What we had in mind is a crossover between Texas Hold'em, Iron Chef, and An Evening with the Marquis de Sade. And flay to play. I love it. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Bobby Flay taught me how to make a proper, clear broth. You had to be able to read the mint date of a dime at the bottom of a 6-quart pan of broth in order to pass his initial unit on mother sauces and broths. His full course was $11,000. The courses supplemented his income as a chef, fitness guru, merchandiser, and blogger. He was friendly, but thinking of a grown man in a striped jersey as Bobby was silly and childish. I worked for Flay at the Mesa Grill in Las Vegas plating baby romaine salads. Number 2. Social media advocates decided they would flay me for my tweets that attempted humor. None of my tweets were retweeted or liked. Some people messaged me, directly, and browbeat me for being silly and inconsequential. Others made remarks about my lowbrow tastes and occasional indecency. Lately, I tried my best with proposed names for pop-up eating spots. I thought that a name for a sandwich shop could be the Mayo Clinic, and a little soup spot might be called Faux Pas. I can see you are not laughing, and you are smirking. Well, please kiss my big, Portuguese ass.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
There are so many chefs on television these days, wandering the world looking for new cuisines and yelling at junior chefs in reality shows. Meanwhile, in my own kitchen, all I need is a cutting board and a ceramic knife. Raw vegetables are my thing these days. Just slice up some celery, cucumber, green peppers, dump in baby carrots and sugar snap peas, and I've got a meal. Okay, so I need hummus as a dip, but that comes in a tub at the store. I take my veggie bowl and hummus to the sofa and watch the television chefs.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of flay. 100 words long, no less. All right, so what next? Well, more stories this week, every day. One a day until the day I die.com is kind of, you know, what it is. Let's see. Oh, there's another weekly challenge coming up. Do you want to be a part of that? Well, I'd better look up what it is. Hold on. Go to the website. I should have this loaded already. It's a pick two. Mask, pinprick, out of sync, grapes, rose, drive, print, darling, and terminal. Pick two of those, write a story on it. You got a week. what else? Not sure. Just ought to just wrap this up. I don't know what the hell to talk about anymore. Thank you for listening and being a part of this, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and continue to be a part of it. And as always, keep it brief.